Hey everybody, it's another session live in the downtown library. It's a long one, so let me just introduce them. This is from Richmond, Virginia, No Monica.
All right, and this song is called Tidal Wave. Listen to your whining and your bleeding all the time. You don't keep your problems to yourself. After sleeping all day, can't you find anything better to say than men do not deserve a break? If I go over the overpass, it'll be from bumping harder glass. A little too loud, looked away and then I caught a dead downtown. Finally lost inside the wreckage that I used to hide my mind from anyone else who's been putting me down while I'm all by myself. I won't be told what to do, I won't take my cues from you. If I knew out my life to avoid turning into you, you could have a life like this. You could sink into the ship. Little structure keeps the rupture checked. You forget that it exists. If I go over the overpass, it'll be from bumping harder glass. A little too loud, catch me flying around in golden dead downtown. Find me lost inside the wreckage that I used to hide my mind. For many warmers built my shelter, let me sleep and dream on a tidal wave.
I've got my fence up, the world can waste away. Sirens keep on firing, warning signs. All hands on deck, have I lost my mind? To tantalizing forces just out of reach outside. If I go over the overpass, it'll be from bumping harder glass. A little too loud, but wind belly of downtown. Finally lost inside the wreckage that I used to hide my mind. From anyone else built my shelter, but it's all gone wrong.
This next song is called Turn Out the Lights.
Thank you.
said, everyone I met gave me alcohol and cigarettes. Saving grace of shifting attention. Problems are from other dimensions. Can it wait? Oh no, I can't hold on another second more. Can it wait? Oh no, I can't hold on any longer. Turn out the lights, can't we can't fight it. Kick stores down. Everything is suffocating me. At the party, at the party, at the party, I left my body. Center. Everyone looking at me. Suddenly I can't breathe. Can it wait? Oh no, I can't hold on another second more. Can it wait? Oh no, I can't hold on any longer. Turn out the lights, can't breathe, can't fight it. Kick stores down. Looks like you imbecile, you idiot. Are you sure that you're ready to see the world? We'll be right back. this. Or to believe that all these rhythms are just part of the process when your nerves get to curse. Thought that I knew something better, turns out we're just like all the rest.
Thank you.
far as the eye can see. What could I be messing it up for me?
Is a little different than maybe it was. You know, I started it on my own writing songs and it was Moniker, and now it's more of a band. So that kind of seemed like a good time. But also there are just a lot of bands named Moniker out in the world. It was fine. It was never a problem. But I was like, I don't even want to deal with it. I just want to be very easy to find on the internet.
As I remember you telling me the story, and clearly it's in the dim distant past for me, it was you and Roderick originally, wasn't it?
Not originally. I started it 2015, 2016 by myself and played with some friends. And then in late 2017, I moved to Richmond. And a few months later, Ro also moved to Richmond. And then we started playing together since then.
Where'd you move from, Ro?
I moved from Fairfax. just another part of Virginia, not too far.
So you guys were in school together, right?
We were in school, and we both decided around the same time that Richmond was the haps, so we decided to go down around the same time. Happened to do some practices with Jordan. He needed someone to fill in, and I just stepped up for it and just kept playing ever since.
And this was, what, a couple of years ago?
Yes, a couple of years ago now.
And you, Madison, how long have you been part of it?
I joined in May of last year.
Can't tell.
So, thank you. Yeah, the first time we played together, it felt really natural. It's never been a struggle to lock in with these guys. It's always been, it just felt completely natural, like we've been playing together for a long time.
Yeah, I feel like it changed a lot when Madison joined, for sure.
Definitely.
What I like about the way you all play together, well, first of all, it sounds like it's more than three people. It's very dynamic. And you have a wonderful sense of dynamics in the music. Increasingly, it seems as if the 80s are a touchstone for a lot of people these days. Is that true for you too?
I absolutely think it is. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't know if it used to be, but I think over time it probably became more of a touchstone. It just made me more comfortable with music that, to me, just kind of really goes for it. It just like wants to be big and have big melodies. Even if it can sound a little cheesy sometimes.
I think the theatrical nature, like, I don't think we play it up too much, but I think definitely in the music, and it's there, and that, I think, speaks to the dynamics and some of the decisions we make on an individual and collective basis.
That isn't a word I've thought of to describe you until you said it. But as soon as you said it, it's like, yes, that's a really good fit. It is theatrical, but you play against that theatricality. So it's there, but it's almost as if it's happening and you're not even doing anything to make it happen. It's something that's kind of a byproduct of just the three of you, the coalescence of your personalities.
We're just naturally dramatic.
Yeah. Stage presence all the time. Even when not, it's there. No, yeah, it's cool. Jordan definitely brings a lot, obviously, but in terms of where our similarities, in terms of what we listen to and what we like, I think there's always that element of maybe going bigger in sound than where other music may choose to not. So for what that's worth, I think it definitely speaks to an element of our music.
And I mean, something we've definitely worked on, and it seems obvious, but it's not, I don't think it's something a lot of people think about when they're writing or rearranging songs. You can't always write it exactly how you want it. You have to write it how it works with the group you have. So we're working with the three piece. So even with the Private Profit, EP, when I joined, we rearranged several of those songs to make it work, for a group that had completely changed since that EP came out. So, I mean, again, it sounds obvious, but I think you have to write for what you can produce.
One of the things that struck me listening to you is a band kind of has its own personality, which is, it's a kind of combination of the three of you, but then it becomes a sort of separate entity, right? You can almost talk about it as another personality.
Yeah, definitely.
And that obviously plays into the music. So when you start playing together, it's as if you've brought a different personality into the music you're making.
Yeah, I can see that. I think that's always been a goal. Like when I started writing songs, you know, it's like friends, other musicians, kind of like, you know, it needs to have an identity. People need to kind of know what this is. And actually, that's something that was like really hard for me at first, because I would just write, I would like make, you know, 8 or 10 songs in like 8 or 10 different genres, but did not have the personality to like hold them together. And, you know, I was not an effective glue, so it just kind of sounded all over the place. But I could kind of see, like, in the distance, very dimly, maybe there was like something to slowly work towards. Like, it's not something that could like sit up in my room at night and just be like, okay, I'm going to be this kind of musician. It's like lots of little pieces that come together over time. You're like, okay, this feels right, and then I'm going to do this. Or, know, we'll have guitars, but we also want to do synths and this kind of vocal style or drums, and just little by little.
Yeah, it seems like with modern bands that's really what's unifying all of them. It at least with the people I listen to, it seems like their earlier albums have a lot of different genres on them, and then they narrow down into their own as they go on. So it's cool that we're getting to see that happen within ourselves.
Yeah, I can't say it sounds to me like you're essaying a given genre. If you said who have we been listening to, and who are the evident influences, other than the kind of that 80s kind of thing, which I'm not quite sure I could put into words, but I hear it. I'd be really hard pressed to say a band that you guys have influenced by.
Yeah, what's so interesting about these guys to me, they have some of the most diverse musical taste that I've, and out of anybody I've ever met. I came in listening to very specific. No, it's not.
He's been stuck in the car with us for too long.
So I mean, they listen to everything you could possibly think of. We listen to, I remember the first tour we went on, the first thing they stuck in the CD player was like some Italian disco or something.
It's great stuff.
So. Yeah, I mean, they listen to literally everything. So the fact that it's hard to narrow our sound down to like sounding like one band makes sense now that you say that, because they're drawing from a really wide variety of music, I think.
Yeah, I think like at least my goal, like with the album we're working on, is I know there's always going to be like kind of genre hopping, and it's remains to see whether we'll be successful with what we want to do, which is I think we want to have songs in different genres, but then have that glue that keeps them all together, and that would probably be like in the production, the vocal delivery, kind of just the general feel. So you could have a song that's maybe like a little more disco next to a song that has like big fuzzy guitars, but if you can kind of find something in the vibe or the mood of it, you can put them next to each other and it won't be too weird, hopefully.
Yeah, I think in the end it's all in the service of the song. So how you arrange it, I'm thinking it probably has a lot to do with how the song feels, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So you're drawing on this encyclopedia that you've developed in your head of all these different sounds, but you're not doing it gratuitously. You're saying, you know, this would work with this song kind of thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, basically.
I think it comes, the way you just said it sort of reminds me of when I was young and not even that young, very recently, but, you know, practicing your signature. It's like practicing those things that will help identify us as, you know, No Moniker and individual too, but really it's, like you said, the glue. Like, it's No Moniker, no genre, really. It's just a signature of who we are and how we present that.
It'll still have a genre and everything, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
So have you had that sense, Ro, that you know, you're sort of seeing this personality develop?
Yeah, definitely. Even like last night, Madison was, we were talking about earlier with Sam, who did sound for us for this, which is great. Thank you again. But last night we played, you know, at a barn, a super DIY space. And it was just so much fun. We weren't sure what to expect when we first even pulled in. You know, we showed up super early because we had nowhere to go, you know, nothing to do like we usually do. But we show up and, you know, we play this set and the energy from the crowd is so great, and we really are locking into basically what we played today, but it really
can gel. A totally different feel.
Yeah, I mean, that signature, I think, it reveals itself and presents itself once we've had the time to hone it in. So, I mean, the more we play, the more we work out the details like we do, I think that'll become more evident.
Well, it was fun listening to you play that set. Because it starts out, it's fairly clustered, and it's tight, and it's very much to the point. And as the set moves on, it starts opening up more and more.
Yeah.
And you start playing with it more and more, and I get the sense that while you are playing for whoever is listening, you're also playing to each other, and that you're developing this kind of ongoing conversation between you.
Yeah, I think the more we play, the better we get at just listening to each other. Well, this is a habit I probably should get out of, but on stage, anytime I'm not singing, which isn't super often, I just kind of immediately walk over to Madison and just like look and just play right at him, because that's just what's comfortable, I guess.
It's also something that we've been working on, and I think we're all very proud of, is we don't leave a lot of gaps between our songs anymore. We're really, we want to get up on the stage, play people our music, and get off. So we don't leave a lot of gaps in between songs. We focus on the transitions in between them. So in order to do that, you can't wing the set completely. We kind of have gotten an idea over time of what songs work going into what other songs. So we have different combinations. They're like puzzle pieces of like two or three songs, and then we rearrange those puzzle pieces to make the whole set list.
I think definitely that speaks to like a visual element to our music, which we may not even be aware of totally, but it definitely, it's coming out more and more, and that's just another level of the performance, I think, nature that we've reached.
And it's just the three of you. You don't use any extra visuals, do you?
No, not yet.
Maybe we should start, though.
It's honestly expensive, just because, right? We can't fit anything else in the car.
Yeah, our car is packed to the brim. We don't have room for anything else.
So we keep coming back to that. This music is definitely the result of the dynamic, the fusion between the three of you.
I'd say as it stands right now, it's definitely
been. I mean, that was important to Jordan, wasn't it? Because you said that originally it was your music, and you've given it to these guys, and now it's become.
Yeah, I mean, like we're working on an album right now, which we played some songs from, and. We're still in the demo stage, but kind of like doing two rounds. I made some demos on my computer and then gave them to these guys, and we've been making a second round, and they're just like night and day to me. You know, it's just like a totally different thing. Like they wouldn't be what they are without kind of, and I think, and hopefully we're kind of like, it's like slowly zeroing into kind of a certain mood or personality to the album that definitely comes from all three of us.
You guys think like DJs.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah,
it's vibes.
I definitely. we like to fit into whatever we create for ourselves, I think, and we challenge ourselves a lot. I think this album is, I mean, like you said, you could even sense the change from the beginning to the end. And
yeah, it sounds almost like you're gathering speed, but you're also, I don't know. It's like it's expanding as you go as you go further into it.
Definitely.
Yeah. And that's deliberate, isn't it? You've programmed it that way in that sense. You've arranged the songs in that way so that the dynamic of a set is while it's a group of individual songs, it also works as a a collective.
Yeah,
I think it creates, as Jordan was saying, a mood and a.
That's the best. I think today, what we've seen in music, where maybe once, you know, thinking way back on like, you know, when LP was and maybe just a smattering of songs, it's very much changed, I think, in the musical conversation where, you know, more bands will focus on maybe singles or focus on making shorter songs, where the package is more of a complete presentation. So I think it maybe definitely deliberately, but also not as deliberately, we've taken that on. But like you said, a DJ knows how to mix a good set.
Like we're working on an LP and definitely want it to have like a consistent mood throughout, because otherwise there's no point in making an LP. There's just, then you would just put out individual songs and maybe collect them, but you don't have to.
Maybe we'd make a bootleg later, a mixtape to sell on the street.
Yeah. That's it.
I think.
So I'm looking forward giggles. To this record. So when do you think it's going to be ready?
I think summer. I think we're going to try to get in the studio maybe March, April, and then hopefully we'll have a. Your face dropped, Madison. Well,
I'm waiting to hear what the plan is.
This is a really good experience for studio work, honestly. Yeah. Like. This is something we needed to do. So.
You haven't had a lot of experience in a studio.
No, and, actually, because the last EP was recorded just here and there.
Yeah. Jordan mixed the whole thing himself for the most part.
Yes,
so
it's a newer thing for us.
The last show.
Personally, I've only been in the studio once ever.
Same, a few times.
Yeah.
How did it feel being in here?
Oh, this is amazing.
You seem comfortable.
It was a little weird, honestly.
Yeah,
it sounded great, but just, you know, being removed and kind of trying to get...
It's a completely different experience. So I'm really glad we got to do this because it completely changes how we have to play the music.
Right.
It's just, you kind of have to go more into focusing on the specifics of your playing instead of trying to click in with everybody else, which makes sense for trying to get a good recording.
It's humbling to hear yourself so clearly.
Yeah.
Good words. No, but it makes sense. Like, it took me a song or two when we're playing just now to kind of adjust because I realized, like, for our live sets, I really did not zero in the specifics. It's more I'm just trying to, I feel like energy comes first on a live show, so I just kind of like pushing it all out. And here I could just, you know, hear everything so clearly that I started to have to really like focus and have to like shift gears, basically. All right, we're going to do sort of two songs back to back called Kicking and Screaming, and then one called Either Or.
Yeah. count for a lot. We will never understand each other through the fear, distrust, paradox. You can't be this so. Touch my shoulder, shift my gaze. Calm me down at the end of days. Secrets pass, we don't move our lips. Start to feel the world in my fingertips. Start to feel the world in my fingertips. Somewhere up above, nothing you do is ever a mistake. Nothing you say is unimportant. Everything I am just fades away. Everything I am just fades away. Thank you. collapses into infinity. The moment collapses into infinity. We want to come, we want to want. We love in our hearts, we come on time. To allow to the world and forget who we are.
This last song is called In Heaven. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
cannot stand. These veins on my hands. Say goodbye to my body. Say goodbye to life.
Say, I'm looking forward to the album. No Monica, our guest on Live in the Library this evening.
Thanks.
Yeah, all of these sessions featuring bands both from Chattanooga and outside Chattanooga, produced and engineered by Sam Mansur. And for this series, the producers are Sam Mansur for the library, me for the radio station. We'll have another session next Thursday at 7. I'm Richard Windham. Thanks for listening.